The scores given some 1,500 eating establishments by inspectors are now posted on the Health Department website. But Health Department spokesman Kevin Hall says an eatery's overall score is not the only number to look for.
We have the inspection type, whether it was an original or a follow-up inspection. We also have the score, the date, violations. And the main thing you want to watch for are those violations. We'll have a sheet on the website that will explain what was found, because it's not just going to be a score.
Still, Hall notes a score of 85 or below with critical violations means there will be a follow-up inspection. Besides posting scores online, he says the results of their inspections must also be posted at the restaurant itself.
It's a way for people to be a little bit more aware rather than getting to the restaurant and seeing the inspection score posted. By that point, they've already driven. They're already there. A lot of times you'll say, oh, I'll go ahead and eat here. But this is a chance to get that information on the front end.
Not just restaurants undergo health department inspections. Inspectors also visit school and university cafeterias, supermarkets, convenience stores, concession stands, and other places where food is routinely served. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.